Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is Friday, June 12th, and we have an interview with Yankees first-round pick Austin Wells coming your way. Let's do it. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore and weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Talking Yanks. My name is Jimmy, and I am sitting right next to my dear friend, Jake. And this is Talking Yanks, and this episode of Talking Yanks is brought to you by CoverageGear.com. You see me wearing the hats all the time. They got baseballs on them. They got the players' numbers on them. They got DJ LeMahieu hats. They got Savages in the Bronx hats. They got a bunch of Yankees hats, a bunch of Yankees merch. I like them because they're kind of subtle, under the radar, but people who know, know. Besides my baseball one, that's like pretty in your face. This is a baseball hat. If you use discount code JohnBoy, you get 20% off. So go to coverageGear.com, get yourself a hat, enjoy it. Maybe eventually down the road, they'll have an Austin Wells hat for you to buy. Not yet. Just got drafted, and we just chatted with him. Jake, did you like him?
Couple big things, Jim. Hey, how are you? Promo code JohnBoy, Coverage Gear.
20% off.
A.
Or free.
Just, you know, we like keeping you people in the loop. We were having some serious technical difficulties before this. Internet straight went out.
Tech diffs.
Bad times. Bad times to be interviewing someone over Zoom if your internet's out. But we Jimmy-rigged it. Get it? And
Jake's not saying that I rigged it.
Right.
He's saying we Jimmy rigged it.
B,
get it?
We have our camera angle set up different than normal, and A, I love it, and I think I look great right now. Do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good angle.
I think with the white hat and my skin's got some color coming in.
You're usually in the corner, so that's why it's a little different for you.
Right. Good spot for me. But no, man, excited to talk to Austin. We wanted to get him. And he obviously had a lot going on, so the episode did come out a little late. But he was great, man. I mean, he's what you want your first round pick to be. I mean, he's young. He wasn't shy around the mic, but he also wasn't dumb. You know, he wasn't gonna come in and say the viral clip, you know, I'm the next Ruth or anything like that. But you know, he'll tell you he hits bombs.
That was his scouting report on himself. You'll hear it. I hit bombs. So I love that. Let's go straight to this interview.
Go back to back. Belly to belly.
We are joined by Yankees first round pick, Austin Wells, University of Arizona. Go Cats. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. Pretty cool. 24 hours, 48 hours. Nervous? It's the first 48 or what?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty nerve-wracking leading up to it. But as soon as it happened, it was, I mean, I'm still pretty, like, not really feeling it right now, so.
was it a shock? Like, the reaction video went viral. It was awesome to see. Was it complete shock, or did you get a call beforehand? Did you know Yankees were leaning your way? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, I had a good idea that the Yankees were heavy in my favor at that pick at 28. But I mean, hearing my name get called with all my friends and family around, it was like just explosion. Like just like everyone just freaked out.
When it starts getting close to that, and this is going to sound like a total Yankees homer question, but we're a Yankees podcast. But like, let's say you start getting to, you know, the 25th pick, something like that. You know the Yankees are looming. You're, you know, with that swing, you know the short porch is out there. Are you kind of like, you know what, I could hold off a couple picks and wait till 28. That's fine.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, make it past these couple picks, and I'm going to be a Yankee. And I mean, in those couple picks, there's no place I'd rather be. So,
I mean, I want to hear a lot about your whole story, but I think an interesting wrinkle is that the Yankees had drafted you already. You're already kind of, you know, I think it's cool that the team was interested in you then, and they're still showing even more interest now. That's got to feel like a connection of sorts.
Yeah, we have a great, I mean, we have a great relationship from the area scout to the scouting director. I mean, we've had a great relationship for 3, 4, 5 years now. So them taking me out of high school, going to Arizona, and then just continuing to have that relationship. I mean, it's a huge testament to what the Yankees do, I think. So it's just an amazing, amazing relationship that we have already.
So you grew up a Red Sox fan, I read. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get that a lot. You're going to get that a lot.
That's all right.
It's okay. Yeah.
But now you got 100 Yankee hats in your house?
Yeah, I mean, we're stocked. We're ready to go.
I love it. That's pretty funny that, like, before the show you told us they sent you a whole box full of hats. Do they just send you one of every size just to make sure you get one that fits?
Yeah, they asked for the size, and then they sent one of, like, every team, and then so I could have the hat for the
team. Oh, so. MLB sends them.
Yeah. Oh, they thought about it.
I get it.
They thought about
it. They're smart over there.
How'd the
they've got to do something like figure out.
How'd the because you did I think you did like a Zoom call with all the press people, and we're pretty good friends with them at this point. Was that was that fun? Was it were they coming at you, or what was that experience like? Because I mean, dude, all of this is kind of bizarre, right? All the Zoom calls and everything, but especially after you get drafted, and then I mean New York media. But was that a good time, or were you like, damn, this is this we're doing this?
No, it was a great experience. I mean, first kind of big press conference with media. So all the questions were great, like, how did it feel to get drafted? Do you want to be a catcher? Blah, 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 stuff like that. So, it was pretty easy questions. I thought it was a great time.
And then that's like the big question, because a lot of people said you're listed as a catcher. The Yankees love developing catchers. They have a history of developing catchers. They have a lot of catchers in the last like 6 years that have become professional catchers, from John Ryan Murphy to Cervelli, Romine, a ton, Higashioka now. So you're coming into a really good system, and they just hired a brand new catching instructor, Tanner Swanson, who's highly regarded around the league. And so I know you told the Yankees press that your heart's at catcher and you want to stay at the position. Are you excited? And did you kind of know that the Yankees have this history of, like, they love catchers, they love developing catchers and all that?
Yeah, I'm super pumped. I mean, Tanner and Gersh, they both reached out, the catching coaches.
That's awesome.
The Yankee system. So, I'm looking forward to getting a good relationship with them and getting ready to work right now. I mean, might as well get it going.
And you played a little outfield in college as well?
Yeah, outfield and first base.
Is outfield really lonely compared to catcher? Because I saw a mic'd up video of you. You like talking a lot, talking with the ump, posing batters and stuff. They send you in the outfield. So you feel like you're on an island out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a very isolated position out there. You have a lot of time to think about the negative side of baseball. So, like being in the action behind the plate.
So we've got some of the stats. I mean, you obviously raked in college. You know that. 357, 476, more walks than strikeouts, all that stuff. Give us the Austin Wells scouting report, and don't be shy about it either. I mean, hey, we're New York people. We're a Yankees podcast, and we're a pro taster podcast. We like baseball players that like it because it's a brutal sport, man. So give us the Austin Wells scouting report.
Yeah. I mean, I hit bombs.
Yep.
Full center field. Doesn't matter where. And then I also am able to hit the ball in the gaps and run out doubles and triples. So I think I have a very good combination of being able to hit the ball where I want and out of the park as well. And I definitely like to take my walks and not strike out.
Yeah, Jake mentioned it briefly, but I think I want to ask, you have 63 walks and 57 strikeouts. Do you pride yourself on a guy who knows the zone and is going to make the pitcher throw you a pitch?
Yeah, I think as a catcher, I've sometimes a better awareness of the strike zone than the umpires do. So just being able to see the zone early helps me a lot with being a good hitter and recognizing pitches.
Yeah.
I like the home runs too. You got some Schwarber comps too. Do you pay attention to the comps you get and kind of like what the scouts say in their scouting report? Because you have yours, and that's the only one that should matter. I hit bombs. I like that.
Yeah.
But do you like the Schwarber comps? Do you see it?
I saw Harper today, too. I mean, give me all of it, baby.
Yeah, I'll take all of it. but, I mean, Schwarber hits bombs, too. So, I mean, definitely not a bad comp at all. But, yeah, I mean, he rakes. I like to rake. So, I'll take all the guys who rake, for sure.
That's a good way to live. Who are you off the field? What are you into? I mean, what TV shows do we got? What hobbies are you into? Give us all of it, baby.
Yeah, I mean, TV shows. I watched The Office. I've seen New Girl a bunch of times.
Yes.
There's the Formula One racing show on Netflix, which came out a little bit ago, which is super sweet. And then just some of the things I like to do. I mean, I like to hunt, fish, go skiing, and like to lift a lot of weight.
All right. That's good.
Favorite New Girl character? Is that too tough? That gets tricky. Who
is it Schmidt? Everyone says Schmidt. I'm a Winston fan. Once Winston found his sense of humor, like in season two, he kills it for me.
Yeah, I think Schmidt's definitely my favorite, but Winston and Nick just kill me as well. I mean, the three of them are just hilarious.
When that show hit its groove, like I think because Winston wasn't on it originally, because Coach was supposed to be on it, like 2-3 seasons. Yeah. That was a really good show. I loved it.
It's good.
Yeah.
What's
you're kind of like a Schmidt.
You say that. I don't know. I think I've got wins. Whatever. I've got a little Jess going on in me too. This is weird. You know, normally the draft is, you know, they do in-person stuff. And, you know, I think it would normally be what Yankees would say, report to Tampa or something like that. Is that, have they said what? Are they just telling you to hang tight and swing the stick a little bit? Or what, have they given you a next step?
So after you drafted, haven't really heard much about where I'm going to be going. All I know is I have to do a physical. Probably will be in Tampa down in the spring training site. And I think we're supposed to find out more details today after the whole draft kind of settled down and finished itself out yesterday.
Yeah, that's crazy. Would you have gone to the draft if they had a big event? Would you have got suited up, swagged up, and gone and sat there? Or do you think you were doing it from home? Because with baseball, it's a little different.
Yeah, I think I would have ended up doing it from home as well. I think it probably would have turned out a lot better here than it would have being at the draft by myself. So being with my friends and family was definitely a way better experience.
Yeah, it looked like a fun time. Here's a question that you've probably been asked a ton about, and you're going to get asked a ton about, but I got to ask it. Are you excited to shave your face? Are you a beard forever guy, or can you come and go with the facial hair?
I mean, I pull off any look, really.
Yes.
But in high school, I had to shave twice a week or I got fined. So
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean,
What were they fining you in high school? I
mean, it was like $20, $25. I had to pay a fine for chewing gum, having no belt. You know, it's pretty strict over there. So
chewing gum. What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judge would be fucked.
Damn.
He chews the same piece of bubblegum the entire game. If he has a good game.
And are you a Bishop Gorman guy? Did I dream that? Or are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bishop Gorman.
Dude, what's that like? Because, I mean, that kind of came onto the map with Harper. But now, dude, I mean, is that just like a jock school? Didn't they have, like, a couple 7-foot kids come out in the NBA draft recently? Like, I mean, are you looking around at the other kids like, hey, I'm... school's fun and all, but I got other plans.
I mean, it's definitely an athletic school. I mean, the football team won 2 national championships, I think, in 2015, 2016 with, like, Tate Martell. He was on there as the quarterback. So, I mean, there was just a ton of great kids on the football team, the basketball team, and then our baseball team. I mean, baseball in Vegas is super competitive at any school. So I was lucky enough to be to win state my freshman year, and then my sophomore, junior, senior went there and just didn't win. So it really just depends on the year. But I mean, there's a ton of stuff at Bishop Gorman, and still, I mean, my two younger brothers still go there, and they play sports. So.
Oh,
the Vegas baseball scene is like, I don't know if it's up and coming or it's always been there, but I mean, you got Chris Bryant, you got Harper, and there's someone else that Chris Bryant that I was with that I'm blanking
Gallo.
On. Gallo. Yeah. Yeah. And Gallo and Bryant, actually Bryant's dad was the hitting coach that kind of led the way and having them swing up as kids. Are you part of that? Like, were you part of a crew? Are there other names that you grew up with that we're going to know about in the couple years or already know about?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely guys in my class that went to different high schools than me. Like, I mean, one of my best buds, Jake McClain, he's at UNLV. He's going to be a great player. There's definitely a bunch of guys who I can't really think about right now. But Vegas baseball has been going up in talent every year since, I mean, Harper started it. So, I mean, it's a hot spot for baseball, and a lot of guys are going to big D1 schools and playing baseball and developing well. So there's a lot of talent here.
What's been the biggest kind of Yankee perk? Like, I've seen the Insta and Twitter follows coming up. I mean, have you been getting a couple blue check marks come in? And I don't know, maybe a couple nice DMs from people. Have there been any ancillary Yankee draft effect moments?
I mean, there's been awesome people that have reached out. I mean, Nick Swisher DM'd me and was like, congrats, man. Here would be a Kim. And then Jason Giambi, I mean, he called me the other day, so that was cool.
That's awesome.
Right after the draft. So, yeah, there's a ton of cool guys reaching out, and I think it's just a really cool big Yankee family.
There's no way Nick Swisher just said, like, congrats. It had to be like, yo, dude.
I love that swing, bro.
Yeah.
there was a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty funny.
He is a walking exclamation point. That's crazy. That's awesome that Giambi reached out. I didn't even know he was still like intertwined and all that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, that's cool. I mean, yeah, your followers will go up. Jake and I like to compare Yankee draft picks to other teams or like studs on other teams to Yankees prospects. And the social media is kind of funny.
It's brutal.
Like a Rays stud, MLB stud compared to a Yankees AAA prospect is like, so enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that. Definitely comes with a lot of scrutiny, but whatever.
Oh, that's fine. So the other thing we have here is your Cape Cod leagues. And we were just talking, who are we talking to? Someone else that went to the, Ian Happ played in the Cape Cod League. What was your experience there? I'm always interested in that because it's like all the college kids are coming. Happ said he was like the 2-week temp, then he made a squad. But you dominated the Cape Cod League. Was that a fun? I mean, it had to be fun, but did you play with any of your other names? Do you have any fun stories from that league?
Yeah, I mean, playing out there was an amazing experience. I mean, it was so cool to be able to play with a bunch of dudes who got, I mean, a ton of dudes just got drafted from the Cape in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, playing against guys like, I mean, Nick Gonzalez was out there. I mean, Logan Allen was out there. Torque was out there for a little bit. So, I mean, I have good relationships with all those guys. So just being able to play against them and compete it's a different environment out there. It's more, I mean, it's laid back, but it's pretty intense. We're like high school. I mean, we're college. It's like, dude, you got to win this game or everyone's going to die. So like, I mean, in the Cape, it was more like, all right, we can go have fun and we can be intense and win games too.
Yeah. Cape League sounds like a lot of fun. We were talking about the movies from there. That's awesome. So I saw you had
the movies aren't far off.
Far off. They are or aren't?
Aren't.
Oh, okay.
Are not.
Good.
That's awesome. I saw you had a teammate get picked yesterday or the day before. Do you have you have any guys from the Arizona squad to hype up? Like who else should we be looking at?
Yeah, Dante Williams, center field. I think he should have gone this year. He'll probably be back next year and definitely be a top 5 pick, I think. And then we have Vince Vannelli. He's a senior, so he might end up signing a free agent deal or he might go back. But I mean, after that, it's like a bunch of good kids in my grade, like Ryan Holgate, Brandon Bossier, two stud guys who rake. I mean, Tyler Casagrande, you can go down the list. I mean, every single guy on that team is going to be a huge impact guy on a team. So it's about getting their chance and being able to see what they do.
And that's, I don't want to, I don't want to pull at heartstrings or anything, but, you know, obviously there's been so much going on in the world. Coronavirus shuts down, you know, your season, and I'm, you know, I'll tell you, you'd be in Omaha right now. You'd be winning it all, and at least think that way. But what, I mean, have you been, everyone has had their own roller coaster of emotions with just high days and low days. I mean, how's that been for you, man? Because again, you know, a baseball team is, I mean, as fun as it gets, you get that group of guys and you just all the names you listed are great ball players. You know, that has to be like such a low and then kind of a high and then also unifying in a way. So kind of what's that been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, we were super disappointed when the season got shut down. I mean, for obvious reasons, though. But I mean, it was tough. I mean, for the first week and a half, it was like we're supposed to be playing Oregon State this weekend, and we're sitting here not being able to even go to the facility and hang out or watch TV. Yeah. So just trying to find the groove was the toughest part, and figuring out what we were going to be able to do and not do. I mean, there's still information that we don't know about when we're going to be able to go back or what the problem is. And so just getting in a groove was definitely the toughest part. And finding that groove definitely helped a lot with the routine and being on a schedule daily. Made the time go by a lot faster for sure.
Yeah, we well, not that we fully relate, but we've been building this for a few years. We just got an office by the stadium in the Bronx, and that was right when coronavirus hit. So yeah. We were like, are you kidding me? So everyone's doing it.
So when I'm thinking this, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm thinking.
Put him on the spot. He can handle it. I can already tell he can
when
handle
baseball
it.
Season gets stopped and you know you're going to be drafted, did you still have to do, like, college school? Like, from home? Like, moat? Were you just like, fuck this? Because I think I would have just. Yeah. I know you. It says here you had a 4.0 GPA, which is bullshit that you're a first-round pick and smart. Fuck you. But did you just quit school? Did you quit school? That's my question. You don't have to answer it. I was just thinking, like, there's no way I would do that knowing I'm going to get drafted.
No, yeah. I mean, a lot of guys, I think, just are done with it. And I mean, I think it definitely is not something that I'm going to do. I mean, I'm taking two classes this summer. So just trying to continue getting my degree.
That's awesome. What's your degree and what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in business administration. So, I mean, that's kind of what they offered in the online business school at Arizona. So I think after that, I'll probably try to find a spot to get my finance degree. So just trying to keep my options open for sure.
We're watching Yankees Classics on the TV here because that's just what's in the office. And it's opening day in 2003 and it's snowing. Have you played cold baseball?
Ooh.
Las Vegas, Arizona? Like, have you played April 30-degree, 40-degree baseball before? And how excited are you for that?
Yeah, I have not played April 30-degree baseball, but I have played December 30-degree baseball here in Vegas.
Damn.
So I think that's a pretty rough when we're playing tournaments down here in December, early January, and it's 28 degrees when you wake up in the morning. You got an 8 o'clock game in the morning, so can't really feel your hands.
Damn,
doesn't feel good off the end. But that doesn't happen to you. So I don't know, man.
Just bombs.
I know you've got a ton going on. Do you have anything for? I mean, we're, you know, Brian Cashman is a fan of us. It's whatever. Oh, yeah. It's not a big deal. You know, we're friendly with the media. I mean, do you have any questions for us? Do you need any like any way to navigate the media? How can we help you?
I don't know. You tell me. How can you help me?
Okay.
Well, just pump up the socials. What's the Instagram? Yeah. What's the Twitter? Do you want people going there? If not, give us a fake one. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course. Let's get them up. Get some sponsorship deals.
Yeah, let's get some going. I mean, the Instagram is AWell16 and the Twitter is Wellsia16.
Is Wellsy the nickname? Like, is that what the teammates call you? Okay. Wellsy.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that. Yeah, man. Only thing we could possibly give you is, dude, just be real. New York fans, as you're starting to see, are diehards and in it. So if you, I don't know, if you try to blow smoke, they'll call you out. And I can already tell by talking to you that's not how you operate. You like to hit bombs. So, and keep hitting bombs. That's my other advice.
That's great advice. Yeah.
Great advice.
Do you have, is there a, this is something we like to ask players whenever we get on. Is there a highlight that we can go tell our fans to watch that you love of yourself from college, from high school? Like, is there a defensive play? Is there a home run, a little like taste yourself reel that you flip on when you want that confidence boost?
Yeah, there's a home run I hit against Washington last year. He threw like a fastball up and then it just turned on and started walking and just like chucked my bat and flipped it. So I definitely watched that one. And whenever I feel like I need a little boost of confidence.
All right. I like it. Washington. It's on YouTube. It's got to be, right?
I probably, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find it.
I love catchers. My favorite players are always catchers. Is there an aspect of catching that you pride yourself in? Is it blocking? Is it framing? Is it stopping the running game? Is it just calling games? Like, what would you say is your best asset behind the dish?
Yeah, I think my best attribute as a catcher is my game management and kind of leadership behind the plate. I think I bring a lot to the table in that area. And, have great relationship with the pitching staff. So I'm looking forward to kind of starting to build those relationships as we get going again.
Love it, yeah. There's got a lot of pitchers that you can jump behind the plate for. Just ask to catch Cole. That should be like, thank you. Can I catch Cole in spring training whenever this happens?
And that like, hey, do you mind?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, do you mind?
Yeah, I'm going to sub in real quick, Gary. Gary wouldn't care. Gary'd be fine. He'd be like, yeah, Cole.
Yeah, have fun, kid.
He's hurt my hand. All right, I think that's all, man. We really appreciate you stopping and chatting with us for a bit. And hopefully we catch up with you down the road. Like Jake said, we're two blocks away from Yankee Stadium, so
we'll see you here.
Hopefully soon we'll be neighbors.
Maybe Tampa next spring, but we'll see you, man. Good luck. Be good, man. Have fun, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, I love having fun, so it's going to be a good time.
Cool. Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate it.
Well, Susan, in life, unfortunately, all good things come to an end.
Well, there you go. That was Austin Wells, Wellsy, as his dear friends call him, and we're probably friends now. It was nice of him to come on. Like you said, he's probably getting hounded with media. It's probably fun for him. It'll soon be not fun.
Yeah.
It'll soon be like, stop fucking asking me to come on your shows. So I'm really glad that he came on with us. And that's why this episode's a little delayed, because we knew he was coming on. He couldn't come on yesterday. He came on today. So we appreciate you guys waiting out the delay. Like you said, Jake, he's fun without being risky.
He was being himself.
Yeah,
very easy. That's like the number one smell test for you and me whenever we talk to basically anyone we interview is, are you putting on a show? And no. I mean, he definitely, when we asked some questions, he coiled up and he said, you know, well, you know, I like catching and I like receiving and, you know. He wasn't going to drop the, you know, I like pegging base runners or stuff like that. Like he was just in himself. And when he likes to hit, homeboy likes to hit. And I like that.
And, you know, I didn't listen to the call that he was on with all the Yankees beat writers, which we should be on. Invite us to that.
Yeah. Be cool about it.
But, I doubt anyone asked him, did you quit school?
Yeah, no, that's some really advanced stuff.
I wasn't going to do it, but you said, give it to him. So.
Yeah.
No. He didn't. He's smart. I also said, fuck you, right to him, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like people that are, like, you know.
We gave him a real dose.
Yeah. Come on. Like, smart and a first-round pick?
Yeah.
It's like Tyler Wade, attractive and a baseball player.
Right. I've only got half of that.
Which
I don't know which half I'm closer to.
Yeah.
It might be ball player.
It might be
damn,
speed.
Damn. That sucks.
You might be closer to the speed.
Yeah, it sucks.
But you do look good in this shot.
I do look good in this shot. Yeah, man, Austin Wells, give him the follow. And
he says he's going to be behind the dish. He wants to be behind the dish.
There's been some stuff coming out about that recently that the Yankees were hyping their catching, and they were saying, you know, value-wise and with the new catching coaches they have, that they can make him a catcher. And if supposedly what he can do with his bat behind the dish, well, I tell you, you'd appreciate that, but you don't appreciate Gary Sanchez enough already. It's my Regis Philbin voice.
Yeah, no. There's value in a catcher. If you can hit value and catch, there's a lot of value there. And I know some people might poo-poo the names like J.R. Murphy and Romine and Higgy and Cervelli, but the fact
assets.
Is... all of those guys moved up, graduated to the majors. The Yankees from way back to Yogi have been a catching factory of talent.
And can I, Brian, I'm sorry that I'm going to reveal Yogi, this on the air.
Elston, Thurman.
Do you know what the secret is, Jim?
Sauce?
Supply and demand. There's always going to be a demand for catchers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Cashman goes out and gets catchers.
They always get traded at the deadline.
I mean, cash god.
I heard Romine's getting traded back to us at this deadline.
Oh my god!
But
rumors.
Yeah, it's just a rumor
that didn't get mentioned on the.
It was just a guy on the street.
It's a guy on the street. Nice guy.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. I think it's the end of the show.
I think that's it. Sorry for being delayed. Sorry if there was some funky noises at some point. Again, we were wrestling with some tech stuff. But give tweet or Instagram DM Wells and be like, whoa.
Don't DM him. Just tweet at him.
Loved you on Talking Yanks, brah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. I was going to say something that I'm not saying.
He's not saying it. Thank you.
Go Yanks.
He's saying thank you. He's not saying...
Tweet at Wellesley.
Wellesley.
Which is what we call him now. Go Yanks. Tell him, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.